Next is a progress note for Charles Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Date was August 29, 2022. Place was Pines of Burton Memory Care. So I'm saying, place was Pines of Lapeer Assisted Living. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mr. Clark is said to be doing fairly well, period. He had COVID earlier this year, but for the most part seems to be recovered from this period. He has osteoarthritis, but is up and about with a walk and doesn't seem to be bothered too much at the present time by it, period. He has dementia, which is a stable thonepezil 5 milligrams daily, period. Was told he couldn't tolerate a higher dose, period. He does remain on olanzapine 2.5 milligrams daily for psychosis, period. He also has a diagnosis of bipolar disorder, which is benefiting from the olanzapine, period. His hypertension is stable with the metoprolol. His vitals are stable, period. Review of systems, no headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, dysuria, or other specific complaints, period. Examination, he's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure on 24 of 60, temperature 97.9, pulse 60, O2 saturation 96%. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normalis 1 is 2. No S3, no S4, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial is grossly normal, sensation intact. Gait is shuffling with a walker, but he can get around. And mental status, he was partially oriented. In orientation of time, he got 2 out of 5, period. He could tell me the year and season, but not the day, date, or month, period. In orientation to place, he got 4 out of 5, period. He knew the place, city, state, and floor, but forgot the county, period. He is oriented to person, and affect is normal. The paragraph assessment and plan, 1, Mr. Clark is post-COVID, and overall he's doing quite well, period. There may be residual dyspnea, but that's not extreme, period. 2, he has history of hypertension, controlled with metoprolol, 50 milligrams twice a day, period. 3, he has dementia with psychosis, and I will continue the dexamethasone 5 milligrams daily plus olanzapine 2.5 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.